Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about how much you actually see? How much you actually receive in your sight? You know, we look around and we kind of have this picture of the world, and it's about like a 120-degree sector of a circle that we see, so to speak. But they've actually done studies about this, and the amount of actual seeing in high definition that your eyes can do at any one moment is about the width of your thumb if you put your hand all the way out. You're only seeing that much of the world at any one point. At any moment in time, your eyes are focused on one little tiny thing, right? And this is why we get such delight out of the optical illusions and like the videos that you watch on YouTube where you're staring at one thing and then you realize after they play it again in slow motion or just move it over a little bit that there was someone who like came onto the screen on the other side and you completely missed it. Our attention is often focused on one point of reality, and we actually fill in the gaps. So our eyes move around as we're seeing, and maybe like three or four times a second, and we fill in the gaps based on our past experiences, based on what was there previously, based on a lot of different things. And this is a really good thing, right? Because it allows us to use kind of a scarce resource, energy, to be able to see what's important. We are drawn to motion, for example, or to color, or to whatever, and we kind of hone in on the important things of life. But in order to do that, we make assumptions about all the other things we perceive in the world. And this, like, can kind of be an interesting thing, right? Because you notice, like in an optical illusion, for example, you don't see what's actually there, or you see only one aspect of what's there. We fill in the gaps. That also happens not only in our senses, but in our speaking, right? So often, I've had this happen where I'm saying one thing, and someone else is hearing something completely different, right? The meaning that I wish to give is not the meaning that's conveyed. I'm sure that never happens between spouses, ever, right? Couldn't possibly. So it's interesting, right? We have this assumption in our mind that everyone sees the world like we do, basically. It's kind of the underlying assumption is that we see the world this way, and that's the only way that it is. Now, what's interesting is we have to ask that question, like, am I seeing reality? And the answer is yes. But then we have to say, what part of reality am I seeing? What aspect of reality am I seeing? Because we fill in the gaps in our perception with what we assume or what we expect. And like I said, that's a good thing, but it also has kind of a shadow side to it, right? Sometimes we can be wrong, and especially if our assumptions are wrong, then our conclusions would be wrong as well. If we assume wrongly, if we expect something, then we're more likely to see it, for example. And it can be very difficult to then see from a different perspective. This is why empathy takes a long time to develop as a human being, because you have to learn to see from another person's point of view as the other person. And that's a hard thing to do. The challenge is to see differently, right? And that habit of seeing information in a certain way is so pervasive that it's a challenge to see or to think differently. And that can sometimes lead to problems. That assumption-based action can sometimes lead to broken communities, broken hearts, and broken people when we're not seeing reality as it actually is. But we think that our perceptions are reality. We'll become the hero in our own ego drama, in kind of the story of our life as we see it. See, seeing reality really matters. Seeing what is and believing what is true, it really matters. And so we have this gap between our perception on the one hand and our in reality on the other hand. And we have to figure out how to get those together, right? So we can learn, how do we do that? We can learn from experience. Hopefully as we age, we get experiences and we don't make the same mistakes twice. We learn from the school of hard knocks, right? Don't make the same mistake twice. Or we learn from a teacher. That's an even better or perhaps way to learn, right? Someone hands on information to us. They hand on perspective to us. They help us to see the world in a different way, in a new way. And that's a really great thing as well. We can gain perspective and wisdom from that. But the reality is every human teacher also has that gap between perception and reality. Every human teacher also has the gap between perception and reality in their own way of seeing the world. And so we need someone for whom perception and reality are the same. Right? We need a teacher that not only knows some part of reality, but knows all of reality, who sees clearly and speaks truly. Maybe who is even truth himself. You see, this is who Jesus is. For Jesus, there is no difference between reality and perception. He sees the world absolutely clearly and from the highest perspective. He is wisdom himself. What he says is what is. For he is the word that was spoken through whom all things came to be. And that makes him the best teacher ever. Right? He who is the Savior, who came and died for you and for me that we might have life. He wants us to see as he sees because that's part of living his own life. He wants to live his life in us. And he wants us to see as he sees. And that's what Jesus is doing in the gospel today as he begins the Sermon on the Mount. And we're going to be reading the Sermon on the Mount for the next 4 weeks during the Gospels at Mass. And he's the master teacher. He's teaching us how to see the world as it really is. And he's starts with these paradoxical sayings that we know as the Beatitudes that flip the world as we know it, flip our assumptions on their heads, right? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who hunger. Blessed are those who are peacemakers. Blessed are those who are pure of heart. And blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. These things flip our world's assumptions on our head, and he challenges us then to see from his perspective, the perspective that really matters. That's an essential part of our journey as disciples, of coming to meet him and to know him and to love him and to share him with others, is to start to see the world as he sees the world. Because it's as the world actually is. He wants us to develop that habit of consistently looking as he looks, seeing as he sees. And he gives us the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, in order to conform us to himself, to make us like him, especially when we pray for the gifts of wisdom and knowledge and understanding and counsel. Our intellects, our minds, our ability to look at the world is perfected. Like, we can see as Jesus sees. And one of the ways that we do that here at St. Joseph, we have a lot of different ways that we can grow in seeing the world as Jesus sees the world. One of the ways we do that is through our Catholic school. And we're starting Catholic Schools Week this week throughout the nation. And in our Catholic school at St. Joseph's, we're starting it as well. And you might notice that there's a lot of Catholic school kids here this morning. We got some serving as well. And we got our choir singing from the high school. And the entire mission of that school, of St. Joseph, our school as a parish, is to help create disciples of Jesus Christ. That means to help people see as Jesus sees, to help our students see as Jesus sees, to help our parents and families see as Jesus sees, to help our parish community see as Jesus sees, to help our teachers see as Jesus sees, and to help our entire city then from that place to see as Jesus sees. That's just one example. We got a lot of different ways that happens in our parish. We have adult faith formation, things like Alpha, things like RE, and all sorts of different things. But that's one example of how we help people see as Jesus sees. Now, here's the thing, right? Can you imagine, brothers and sisters? Imagine with me for a moment, if all of us were consistently doing that, right? And I'm including myself here. I don't see as Jesus sees all the time. If all of us saw as he saw, how would our city be different? How would our lives be different? How would our families be different? How would our parishes be different? Like, brothers and sisters, Jesus is inviting us to know reality as it actually is. So we got to sit at his feet as his disciples and learn from him. So I want to give you one challenge, a way to do that this week. So like I said, we're going to be reading the Sermon on the Mount in the Gospels for the next 4 weeks. And that's Matthew chapters 5-7. That's three chapters, right? Three chapters of the Bible. It might take you 20 minutes to read if you just like start at the beginning and ended, right? This week, pull out your Bible and read and sit at the feet of the Master as he gives this sermon, as he gives these teachings, as he helps us to see as he sees. Allow yourselves to be challenged and changed as you sit at the feet of the best teacher you'll ever have, so that you can see that truly the poor are blessed in spirit. And the meek will inherit the earth. And the peacemakers are blessed. And those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be satisfied. And you will have that same blessedness. For he who is the teacher is inviting us to know the world as it actually is through his words.